Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter B'tocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Leilui Nishmas, Eliyahu Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren ben Moshe, and Leilui Nishmas Gittel, Pastor Rav Eliezer Monoyach. We just finished the Purim celebration. Usually it's quite some outstanding event. But I think there's a subtle message that we get from the Purim story and from the paying attention to the sequence of events in the Megillah, which can serve as a very powerful chizuk in developing and maintaining our bitochin, our trust in Hashem. We do know that fear is almost a critical ingredient in bitochin. Rabbi Yehuda brings the posuk in Mishlei, Biyiras Hashem Mivtach Ois. In the fear of Hashem lies the strength of bitochin. One who has nothing to be afraid of, has no problem, has no challenge, has no concern, really doesn't have bitochin because things are just fine. I have no need, no motivation, nothing pushing me to trust Hashem because everything just seems to be in order. The Brisker Rav has a famous marshal of one who walks along seemingly fully trusting someone behind him with a gun ready to shoot. And he says, well, it depends. If he knows that this person is ready to shoot and he's tranquil and at peace with himself, walking calmly, then he's a Baal Bitochen. But if he's completely unaware of the danger that is imminent to him, then he's not a Baal Bitochen. He's just unaware, impervious of the reality. So in order to have true Bitochen, one must have fear. The Marie Kroll learns that was the Vayiro Yaakov. Yaakov's fear of Esav was an induced fear. He wanted to achieve true bitochen, so he focused on the fear and the reasons to be afraid of Esav, and through that fear, he was able, B'yiras Hashem Mivtachois, to rise to true bitochen. Because had he not felt anything to be afraid of, then his feeling of confidence would not be one of bitochen, but rather just one of unawareness or lack of any reason to be concerned. But on the other hand, fear can be crippling. Fear can paralyze. Fear can overwhelm us. And on the one hand, we need a little bit of fear to be motivated to have bitochen. On the other hand, fear can overwhelm to the extent that it can paralyze us and make it impossible to feel trust and confidence in Hashem because we become so overwhelmed. And I think the Purim story really provides the answer. There was certainly what to be afraid of. A decree on the part of Haman and Achashverosh, Lahashmid laroig ulabed es kol hayehudim minar v'ad zokein taf v'noshim biyoim echod, to destroy, destruction, annihilation of the entire Jewish population in one day. That was quite a reason to be afraid and therefore to inspire trust in Hashem. However, it certainly had the potential to be overwhelming. And fear of that magnitude or of even a lesser magnitude can be as much as it can be inspiring and spurring on to bitochen, can become overwhelming and paralyzing. But the Purim story teaches us something else, that over a decade before tragedy struck, over a decade before the edict was issued, the Yeshua, the salvation, the resolution of this tragic threat and challenge was in the works, was developing. Vashti, Esther, Bigsom Veseresh, the continual chain of events which led up to positioning Esther in the position where she was capable of influencing Achashverosh to reverse the decree inspired by Haman. This is something that was in the works behind the scenes, underground, unbeknownst to anyone. But in reality, the Refuah and the Yeshua preceded the Makkah, preceded the tragedy, preceded the decree by many, many years, and was in full swing progress behind the scenes, underground, unbeknownst to anyone, working itself and unfolding and developing step by step to eventually be able to bring about the Yeshua from this tragic, overwhelmingly tragic decree and potential destruction and annihilation of the Jewish people. And I think that that lesson is something that can help us in life. We look at a challenge. We look at a cause of fear. And on the one hand, it inspires us to be tochen. On the other hand, sometimes it seems overwhelming and paralyzing. And to counter that paralysis, one must stop to think that just as in the story of Purim, where the Yeshua had begun way before the problem ever surfaced, so too in our situation. It seems dismal. It seems desperate. It seems out of hand. It seems as if there is no Eitzah, there is no resolution to this challenge. But in reality, the resolution may have been planted and unfolding and developed, all hidden from us, ready to sprout out in that moment of need. In fact, that's really what we say every day in the Birchas Kriya Shema, when we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zoirea Tzedokos, Matzmiach Yeshuos. He plants Tzedokos. Tzedokos, the Goyim tells us Tzedokos is a granting us of kindness beyond what we deserve. Bitochon is a grant of kindness beyond what we deserve. He Zoirea Tzedokos. He plants the seed of this kindness, this undeserved, unearned kindness, way before. And then he's matzmiach Yeshua. He sprouts forth the salvation, sprouts forth the Yeshua. A sprout. When something sprouts forth, it means underground it was taking root, it was developing, it may have been fully developed underneath the surface. And all of a sudden, at the final moment, it just sprouts forth in full bloom. And this is what happens often to Klal Yisrael. This is the lesson from Purim, and this is what we have to be aware of in everything that happens. When we become, when we are challenged and threatened by a dangerous and serious challenge or event or situation, and we have to look at it at the one hand as a spur, as a stepping stone, as a motivation to lead us to be tochen. And when we may feel overwhelmed by the fear to the extent that paralysis may set in rather than be tochen, we have to think about Purim. We have to think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zoirea Tzedokos. He may have very likely planted the resolution to this problem way before the problem ever unfolded, way before the problem ever appeared, way before the problem ever existed. And we just have to realize that what seems apparent to the surface is only a very small piece of the total picture. And behind the scenes, and behind the curtains, and underneath the ground, may be developing the Yeshua way before the Makkah ever hit. And at the time, at the critical time, at the time when we feel that we need all to muster all of our bitochen, and we feel sometimes shattered and overwhelmed by the fear, we must realize it could be very well at that moment that that Yeshua, which was in progress all throughout the years behind the scenes, may eventually be coming out at that moment and turn everything around and create a whole new set of circumstances, which in reality was in preparation and development for a long time before the event ever took place. And therefore, with this lesson, And as we say every day, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zoreya Tzedokos and Matzmiach Yeshuos, we should remind ourselves that when we find ourselves in a critical situation, when we find ourselves in danger, when we find ourselves in challenge, when we find ourselves threatened by circumstances that seem beyond control, and we try in that fear to muster the bitachon, to trust in Hashem, and we feel sometimes a little bit overwhelmed and maybe paralysis setting in, we have to think back to Purim. We have to think back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zoreya Tzedokos, that who knows, it's very likely, it's very possible, oftentimes that's the way it happens, that the Yeshua has been planted and developing and unfolding unbeknownst to us, and will sprout forth at the last minute and bring about resolution to the most difficult problems. This should be our thought every day when we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zoreya Tzedokos Matzmiach Yeshuos, and this should be our thought every time we face a challenge which demands our bitachon and maybe threatens to shake it as well. And this realization can help to strengthen it and reinforce it, so that we should eventually be privileged to see the Yeshua.